Hare Krishna. Question, why are the Ishopanishad verses called mantras? Answer, because they are a part of the Vedic corpus and the Vedic Vedas are primarily meant to be recited. So, the Upanishadic mantras, including the Ishopanishad mantras, are meant to be recited. And anything that is meant to be recited can be referred to as a mantra. The word mantra usually refers to a sound vibration, usually to some set of syllables which can be uttered aloud, uttered gently, audibly, uttered in the mind, or even envisioned in the mind as text. And these are called as they are said, attributed to have, they are said to have sacred power. And so any sacred sound with power, with special power, is called as mantra. Now, for that matter, within some of the Bhakti traditions, even Bhagavad Gita verses are considered to be mantras. And we have in the Gita Mahatmya, there are stories which tell about how the potency of recitation of even one verse or even one part of one verse of the Gita. So the word mantra, as it is used commonly, is used for not so much for verses, but it is used more for specific short sound vibrations which are to be repeatedly uttered. So that is, so words don't have meanings which are frozen in time. So in the current context and in the recent context for the last 700 years, the word mantra has come to mean sound vibrations which are short, brief sound vibrations which are continuously repeated. But traditionally, and if a literature is to be recited, Ishopanishad is an Upanishad, it has, it is not a very big Upanishad, it has 19 verses. So then the verses that are to be recited, it has a short number of verses, those which are to be recited, they are called as mantras. So the mantra is, it's not the mantra, we can say etymologically, manastrayate iti mantra. Yes, that is true. And any sound vibration which has higher power by which can have some effects. Now we use the word mantra to refer to manastrayate iti mantra. Now this is one meaning of the word mantra. Now it's not that, say for example, Arjuna would chant some mantra for invoking the Brahmastra. Now will that mantra be something which will pacify the mind? Yeah, there might be some immediate anxiety if the enemy is attacking and the Brahmastra can counter that enemy. There is that kind of mitigation of anxiety. But the purification of the mind, that is a result which happens with the chanting of special mantras, especially spiritual mantras. Of course, all mantras, especially if they are connected with some higher deity or some higher power, or if they are revealing some higher truth, they do have some capacity to purify the mind. And in that sense, all mantras, we can say that they have that capacity of manastrayate iti mantra. But still, there are some mantras which are primarily transcendental, primarily centered around the names of God and chanting His names. And those mantras are what are nowadays, not are in the current Bhakti tradition, the contemporary and recent Bhakti tradition, they are referred to as mantras. But because the Upanishadic mantras and the Ishopanishad mantras have been traditionally recited, they are also traditionally referred to as mantras. And that traditional nomenclature is continued on in the BBT Ishopanishad, where the verses are referred to as mantras. Thank you. Hare Krishna.